Hello and welcome to this week's episodes of The Calling. Follow your spirit all the way in. I'm your host, Homaya. Join me in this journey of self-awareness, soul frequencies, and spiritual revelations. Let's fly. So welcome again, and let's dive more into this journey. As we're diving into the journey, we are compelled to look at it as something that is moving in time and space, because I'm able to say, okay, that happened on Tuesday, and that happened on Thursday, and that happened in November, that happened in May. We can measure it in time and space. That happened in that location or in the other location. The reason that I'm telling the story and the reason that I invite you to listen to the story is not for you to be hooked in the storytelling, but rather to enjoy the possibility to take something that is completely unexplainable and stretch it and massage it and open it in a way that we can perceive segments, we can perceive the codes, we can converse around it, and we can have a story to tell. The moral of the story, the essence of the story, and the details of the story are equally important for your entire download. And if in any moment of listening to the story, your mind is telling you, yes, but this is different than me, or different than my case, or I am not, whatever, what would you say there? I'm not ready. I'm not worthy. I'm not able. Whatever you will say to yourself. Know that this is how you're separating yourself, because there is a reason why you listen to it now. There is a reason why it is knocking on your door. I want you to keep on listening to the transmission and to the story and to the different aspect of it as I am opening for you portals inside of your consciousness, in the level of awareness that you're having, for a complete new experience of yourself. Go deeper in your listening. Go deeper in what you welcoming from this transmission. It is very similar to what I asked from my own self at that time. There will come the moment where you might feel divinity a little bit different. Maybe you call it less. It is easier for people to believe, as I said a few episodes ago, it is easier for people to believe that your soul contract and your higher purpose are being given to you as a complete recipe of what you need to do. It's so easy to think about it like that. It is so easy to give the crown to people that seems as one day they had it all figured out. To put the crown on people that seems like one day they managed to master their life and suddenly they have this breakthrough, financial breakthrough, emotional breakthrough, relationship breakthrough, success breakthrough, and to think that it is all made. And live with the longing and the curiosity on the positive side of living in that frequency where everything is experienced as whole, now and here. So we said a few words about the difference between fate, what is designed already in your life, in the world of circumstances that you will experience. Some aspects in reality that you cannot avoid. And how you live this, we said it's your destiny. a design that you're designing every single day. Mastery is when your destiny is even more luminous than your fate. Mastery is when you're on creation. The way that you participate in life, in what is being offered with a playground, is way more luminous, way more impactful, creative, magnificent, because we all have cards. We are all holding cards in our hands. The question will be, how are you going to play those cards? What would you do? Everything that you have in your life, 100 everything, is already given, is already for you. It's already here, aligned with your fate. Already. I can have 1 euro, and you can have 1 euro. And you might just think that you don't have anything and you cannot do anything with it. And you can just buy a chewing gum or throw it. Or just think that it is not enough. It's nothing. I can take that and make a million out of it. It's the same potential energy. The same potential energy is being given to two people. I can date with someone and you can date with someone. What are we going to do with that experience? It's completely different. I can read a book and you can read a book. What are we going to do with this book? What are we going to do with this wisdom? Would you allow the destiny to become brighter than anything? And would you allow that to happen in a non-linear way without the need to see results and to have confirmation, immediate gratification or validation that you're doing it right? Because your own formula, as I said, your own inner codes know things that are not necessarily direct, not necessarily make sense. Can you make that inner knowing stronger than anything? Also, when you act, people started reaching out to me at that period of time, asking me what happened, what have changed, what is all this light that is coming out of you? Literally, those were the questions. What is all this light that is coming out of you? What have you done? And as I've traveled and learned, and people started coming, I started healing people, started putting my hands on people. And as I was connected to the energy of it all, the light of it all just passed through me. It is always passing through me. In every single moment, even now as I am speaking with you, my hands are beaming. My heart is beaming. And I was not understood. A lot. It was quite challenging at that time to have relationship, to be with people who couldn't understand, again, not because it is a mental understanding, couldn't get the infinite rivers of love that I felt through me, the infinite rivers of grace that I felt passing through me. How much are we limiting ourselves when people are smiling and looking at us with open eyes and beauty? How much are we actually afraid from limitlessness, openness, from vastness, from almost anything that is bigger than us? How many people are comparing themselves day and night? Where are they big and where are they small? And having so many challenges to even tune to this frequency of big, extra, immense, prosper, overflowing, generous, infinite, mighty. We're limiting ourselves again and more just to feel comfortable and just to feel in control. while to be open, I would say it's the best form of control that we can really master. And again, it might take a moment to open to another aspect and another layer, and this is the journey. I didn't know if I would be able to heal people when I was putting my hands on them. I remember one of my clients came completely destroyed. He said that he wanted to lose his life, wanted to check out. And after one session, his entire energy came back to life. He was plugged again. I didn't know how his life turned on to be afterwards. But 2 years after, he was contacting me again. And he said, I want you to do the same thing you've done last time. I'm in a much better space. I'm in a much better state. I want to move forward. Can you do the same thing? No, you cannot do the same thing. You can only do the relevant thing now. This is the magic. This is the wisdom of being aligned with your soul contract, is knowing how to move in life, where the dynamic that you have between future and past is such a dynamic that you have no other choice than being now present. There's such a dance between the past and the future that they handle themselves. And as you are moving in your life, you allow this dance to happen, to let them keep being engaged with each other and let them have this dance inside of your awareness field. Same with your giving and receiving, same with your femininity and masculinity, same with every contradiction that you might experience or you might hold still in your consciousness. You let them have this beautiful dance as part of the story, but you keep yourself free. You keep yourself liberated. And as such, you're getting aligned and aligned with your soul contract. Every time that you get more occupied with what happened or more occupied with what will happen, every time that you are occupied in how you will execute something, how you manifest something, or more occupied on what belongs to you, what you get, what is yours. All of those stories, when you are being engaged with this story, you're getting far from really being and doing who you are. While you try looking at it from the outside, you might be able to give it a name, but you not necessarily will get the freedom, the joy, the expansion, the prosperity, the love, the bliss, the connection, the happiness, the flow, the ease that comes when you are in your soul contract. You will be just attached to things that will make sense and have some connections between them. But you're not going to be free to be who you are. During all my life, up until now, there's a constant awareness. Is this is the truth? Am I the truth? Am I my truth? And the world, the 3D experience will keep on seducing to go into drama, to go into storytelling, to go into a fight, to have a stronger inclination towards one side or the other. And the work will be to stay here, to let the reality unfold in my presence equally to how I move towards it, equally to how I open up towards it. So there's a lot to do with the dynamic between a perception of what is possible and a perception of what happened. There's a lot to do with how much you are aware of the flow of energy, the tendency, the motions, the movements that exist, and how much you are present for it. How much you're able to learn, to connect to what exists, and how much devotion you're able to bring into it. And you will always have your free will. You always have your free will. You can shut down if you want. You can think that you're not able. You can think that there's no more good, no more beauty, no more love. You have this possibility. This is how a world is being created. This is how all the worlds are being created. When I started putting my hands on people and seeing how this mighty energy is directed, I wasn't thinking I want to heal people. My mental body was still perceiving myself as an architect. I wasn't thinking I want to heal people. I had no interest in that. I was fascinated from seeing how this mighty light is passing through me or coming into the room while someone was available to receive, open to receive. I was fascinated. I wasn't thinking I'm here to heal people. It was still my own journey, and people were healed a lot from things that it's only healing. People manifested things that were abnormal, and still in my presence, people are manifesting things that are illogical, experiencing transformation in one phone call, in one message. I don't feel that my part is to give it to them. My part is not to give it to you. My part is to remind you that you can do it by yourself. Soul contract cannot be understood because we use the word contract. It limits us in a way. But there are aspects in that agreement of manifestation that cannot be transformed or changed. They are set in stones, we can say. And there's so many aspects that are open for our creativity. There's one aspect that exists in all contracts. Discover who you truly are. Imagine how would it be to live where you don't need to overthink about what you need to do or what you should do or what you're supposed to do, whether it is in small scale or in large scale. Because the playground is clear. Your faith will be clear for you from the inside out. Your singularity will be activated from the inside out. And not only that, you will have the strength and the support that comes from spirit as you are leading yourself, unfolding chapter upon chapter in your soul contract, and playing in your supreme destiny. There's energy, there's wisdom, there is energetic mathematics behind it. There is a way for you to align more with your soul contract and to show up more in your supreme destiny. I've done it so many times in my life. I've taught so many people that, and I will be teaching it again soon. It's going to be 2 weeks program and an alignment and activation that I would be doing one person at a time to each of the participants. You will see all the information about it below. You'll find a link to connect with me if you want to show up and be in this class. It will be a great honor and joy to have you as part of it. Expect your life to change. Thank you. Thank you for listening and being part of this great conversation. You will find all the relevant links in the show notes, as well as a link to a meditation for you to feel more connected to your spirit and aligned with your soul contract. Please, if this episode touched you, leave a review, like, and subscribe. Feel comfortable to share it with your friends, family, and colleagues.
because everyone has a calling.